This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're home of the Rangers, home of the Cowboys. But right now, it feels like we're the home of the Mavericks because on the Diamond Factory Hotline, we bring to you Dallas Mavericks General Manager Nico Harrison. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, fellas. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great, and you're a big part of that as the Mavericks swoop in to the second round and pick up Hardy. At what point during the draft, are you like, hey, we might really be looking to move? Like, I know you're always looking for whatever opportunities present themselves, but when it came to Hardy specifically, at what point did y'all start having discussions about trying to bounce back in there?
I think when, you know, he was the glaring person. I mean, he was the last guy in the green room. So he was the glaring guy that hadn't been picked yet. And probably sometime in the mid-20s, it's like, oh, hold on, he might make it to the second round. And that's when we started to pick up the phone and activate.
We had a conversation yesterday, and I was told 18 months is about how long it takes a guy to develop and get into he can play in the NBA and be a significant player for you. What's the thought on Jaden? Like how long are you expecting him to have a significant role with this team?
It's tough to put a time frame on it. I mean, I like your thought of 18 months. The kid is special, though. He has some unique qualities in terms of just he's I hate to use this term, but it's the term. He's a killer when it comes to the court offensively. He's explosive. He's powerful. But with that, you know, he's still young and he has to buy into defense and guarding his position and, you know, taking good shots. And it's not like he's going to have the ball and we're going to clear out and be like, all right, killer, go to work, you know. Yeah. So there's a lot to it.
Can you give us some insight about the scouting process for some of these players? Like, for example, how do you weigh what he was doing in high school when he was the number two recruit in the country versus what he did in the G League? Like, how does all that balance out in your scouting process?
I think it's a great question.
Thank you.
It's unique. You know, some of the things you have to do, if you look at these kids that are going against high school kids, and you have to judge that, and then they go against college kids. Well, the G League Ignite, we're not quite sure. We don't have a lot of history to know how much that helps them or how to gauge where that puts them on the spectrum. But if this kid goes to Michigan, he's from Detroit. If he goes to Michigan, he's a lottery pick. But also he has to do a lot less to be a lottery pick.
Mm. So I got to watch him, Nico, last night. I watched two full G League games because highlights are highlights. So I'm like, well, let me watch. And it's not like I'm a professional scout, but I love basketball. And what I noticed is first of all, Scoot Henderson is freaking awesome. And I really like Jaden Hardy too. But when Scoot was kind of, let's say, running the point, and you assume Luka is going to run the point here, and Jaden Hardy was off the ball, that's when I felt like he was at his best. In fact, his catch and shoot, I couldn't believe how great his catch and shoot was. Now, it was a game in March versus the Warriors G League team. Do you see that kind of being his role? And I think you kind of answered that a little bit earlier, kind of more of an off the ball guy and then just a premium catch and shoot guy?
So, you come to our team, you're going to be off the ball. Like, that's just the nature of the beast. But, you know, we got a pretty good guy with the ball in his hand. But there's also times where, you know, you need to have a guy come in and get to the basket or create opportunities so that whether it's Luka, whoever else, either they're on the bench or they're in the game, but we want them off the ball. So to have that optionality, but I'm glad you brought that up. He really can catch and shoot. I think most really good offensive players coming from high school are good with the ball in their hand, and it takes a little maturation process to get them to be able to play without the ball.
And then watching him on defense, it seemed, and I get it, he's 19 years old, at times he seemed to me uninterested in defense. How tough is that to get a guy who is such a premium offensive player at 17, 18, 19 years old to come to the league and say, look, you got to be able to help us defensively to stay on the court?
Yeah, my philosophy is if you're athletic enough to get to the rim and dunk on people and get separation to get shots, then you're athletic enough to guard your position. And you know, you guys will watch this play. Like, we play defense. And so if you can't guard your position, you're not going to, especially being a young kid, you're not going to get on the floor.
Did you see anybody at 26 that you said, you know what, darn it, we shouldn't have traded for Christian Wood?
No, they still got him, though.
Actually, that's a good one. We got him. No, I don't. You couldn't get Christian Wood at 26.
Now, go ahead.
No. I'm just saying, a player at that caliber, you couldn't get in the draft at that level.
I don't know what you can or cannot or do not want to tell us about this, but we couldn't help but notice while watching the NBA draft last night, as pumped up as we are about what the team did, we're also watching what the Knicks were doing, and we're well aware of their potential. See, clearly you were as well. And we're well aware of their interest in Jalen Brunson. How do you anticipate that process playing out over the next week or two? And I guess essentially whatever you can tell us on that front with Brunson.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, it's probably the worst kept secret in the NBA or in sports. So, yeah, everybody was watching that. We were watching it. You know, it's obvious, but you know, we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. It's still not a done deal. We have, you know, only time will tell.
How many? I'm kind of curious on this process of how many scenarios you have to run through on a daily basis, almost, to try and say, okay, we have, if this happens, then this happens. Like, how often are you thinking about that specifically, though?
Yeah, I think that's probably the most important thing that you do is prepare for, you know, the if, then, the rainy day, the ideal situation, not ideal, but, you know, 1A, 1B, 2, you know, you gotta run all those different permutations so that you're prepared.
So you talked about getting Christian Wood. I'm super excited about that. I think he can thrive here. You got one big guy. Are you happy, satisfied, I don't know the right word, with your big guy rotation? Are you hoping maybe in free agency or possibly another trade to get another big guy on your team?
Well, let me answer it this way. First, I want to give a shout out to the guys who we traded to Houston. I think it's important to acknowledge them because they were part of the team that they went to the Western Conference Finals, and they all helped us out in their own way. So Bogey, who's obviously a fan favorite, Trey Burke, who's been here for a while, Sterling Brown, and Marquise, both were here 1 year. So want to give a shout out to them. But having said that, we have roster spots available. So we're going to take those roster spots and fill in positions that we need to make our roster stronger.
Talk with Nico Harrison, Mavericks GM, right here on 105.3 The Fan. And this can be about the Mavericks, but it's just kind of more of a general sports question as well. How difficult is it to know how to proceed when you do make it far? Like, y'all made it to the Western Conference Finals, but that doesn't automatically mean you'll just show up and get back there. Is it ever difficult to know when to progress and when to take a step back so you can maybe go for it stronger in another year?
Yeah, I think it does. I think probably the expectations of the fans once you make it that far are going to weigh in on the players and the coaches and the front office. But at the end of the day, you're building towards one thing, and whether that's take a slight step back to take two steps forward, you just got to continue to do the right thing to build the best team you can.
We were talking with a couple of guys that have, you know, the former NBA players that said for Luka to go to that next level, to make that next step, it's premium conditioning, a completely different like commitment to working your body out. And I don't, Mike always talks about Michael Jordan having that moment where Detroit had beat him up so much, he was like, they won't be able to do that again. And I don't know if Luka's had that moment yet, but we are seeing lots of videos and lots of pictures of him working out this offseason. I was kind of curious about what y'all were looking at for him to go and make that next, put him in a next level this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, I said this the other day, like, I bet on Luka. Like, he's that talented of a player. He knows what he needs to do to be at the optimal level. And quite honestly, he can be suboptimal and still be amazing. Mm. But he knows what he needs to do. And I bet on him. I bet that he's going to do the right things so that he can perform at the optimal level.
Do you have any concerns about him playing? I did see that he was playing a friendly. Any concerns about him playing?
I love the fact he's in the gym. You know, I love the fact that he loves basketball. He loves to compete.
Now,
so to answer your question, I don't. And in all honesty, if you're alluding to like injuries or some, that could happen at any point in time. I don't think you can worry about it. I think the best thing to do is to make sure that you're in great shape and you're strengthening your body and you're in good condition to eliminate any type of things that could happen.
I have no doubt that your job is ultra stressful. I can only even imagine, but
you relieve your stress?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. Do you play your own pickup ball? But also, I was just going to generally ask, are you having fun in this job? Because when you describe things to us, it sounds like you're legitimately having a good time constructing this team.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know this. Any job is going to have its stresses. You know, my family, they'll never understand. You make a trade, they're going to be excited. They want to hear all the details, but they don't know, you know, all the behind-the-scenes stuff. You got to call players and, you know, apologize and you feel sorry. Every job has that, and that just goes with the territory. But at the end of the day, yeah, I'm an optimistic person, so I try to enjoy life as much as I can. I try to take the stresses and look at the positive of everything. And so, yeah, I'm enjoying the job. And that's just who I am as a person.
So since it was your first time as a general manager in the like draft room, do you know who's going first through the NBA, or is it Woj on Twitter? Like, I have to follow that he has the announcement first on who's going next.
No, we have like an intel board that was pretty good. Very, very accurate.
Even those first three picks, because the first one and three kind of got turned upside down for some folks.
Well, that's because you're not in the know.
That is an excellent, excellent counterpoint.
I am kind of curious. I did want to go back to Christian Wood just a little bit because, you know, we're really excited about that addition. Kevin and Mike and Reggie have been talking about him for about 2 years now, going back, and we always kind of felt like that was an impossible thing. And you made the impossible happen, Nico. But I'm like, when you look at the idea of how this team works, will he fit in a different way where you have a little more presence in the paint, or is it kind of similar to standing around and shooting with and Luka controlling everything?
No, I think when you look at him, we don't need him to score 20 points a game, you know, in our team. So you're gonna have to. Person who has the ability to score, which is probably the most important thing, because he's always going to be a threat on the floor. I think his athletic ability, his ability to roll to the rim, is gonna the defense has to pay attention to him. If they switch off of Luka, he's going to punish whoever's in front of him. You know, you can't put a little on him. He's just too talented offensively. So I think he gives you a lot of versatility in that respect. And then, oh, by the way, yes, he can step out and really shoot the ball from the three, but really his presence in the rim and on the paint is going to be a game changer, and his playmaking ability at the free throw line.
How much discussion have y'all had, and is it still viable that the trade exception will be used before it expires?
Yeah, we talk about it. It's viable, but you just don't know if somebody's willing to put a player in there that you actually want. And then if they do, what do they want in return?
And there's also whenever there is a star player that's out there that keeps getting linked to the Mavericks, do y'all know, like, there's a star player right now that his name keeps popping up. And
I haven't heard that one.
I can say his name, but I was gonna. But I
side
could,
question: have you ever seen Uncle Drew? Not related to any of that.
But when those names pop up, like, is that a, oh man, that's news to me? Or are you like, oh wow, yeah, we know something about that. Interested or not interested?
Normally I know something about that, but you know, also I know a lot of players in the league too, mm-hmm. so. not surprised on some things that pop up.
Oh, that's a good, I know that these guys weren't in the league until last night when they were drafted. How many agents are I know you guys didn't have any picks, but how many agents are maybe calling you as the draft progresses? And maybe they were hoping their client would be a lottery pick or a guy that was a top 25 pick. And they're saying, hey, we'd love to come to Dallas. We worked out for you. If you can try to make a trade, my guy really wants to be there.
I'm an optimistic person. They all do it. I really believe that Dallas is a destination and people really want to play here. But I can only go by what people say, what players say, what agents say. So I truly believe that we're a destination. We're going to be on people's short list.
Well, Nico, we always love talking with you. Great insights and appreciate your time very much. Good, sir.
No, thanks, fellas. Enjoy the heat. Have a great weekend.
All right.
There you go, Nico Harrison. Not so much advice, but just an advisory about the 104 degree temperatures and everything.
Or if you're living in this area, it's part of your lifestyle. So just enjoy the heat, you know?
Or I'll reinterpret that as he said he enjoyed the heat in terms of those questions that we gave.
There you go.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, other notes and observations across the NBA draft, including Banchero's suit. Woo, it was fire. Plus, Masterpiece of the Week. It's the fastest segment in all of radio, and we'll do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in just 1 second. But before we get to any of that, I want to go back through the NBA draft for any things that we might have missed. One thing of note is I saw NBA Rookie of the Year betting odds. Jaden Hardy tied for 18th on the list, despite where he actually went in the draft.
It will be tough when you get drafted by a team that has a premium player to win Rookie of the Year. I can't imagine anybody in my lifetime that I know of or can remember that won Rookie of the Year going to a team that had like an all NBAer on it.
It probably won't surprise you to know that the top four in order go Banchero, Jabari, Chet, and then Ivy.
Right, because they're going to have opportunities to be the star guy on the team.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right about that.
Was Nico just hinting at something else? I'm sorry.
He said that Kyrie's going to the Heat.
When he said enjoy the Heat, was he...
Yeah, he wasn't talking. I don't feel like he was talking to y'all.
He was talking about Kyrie.
He was talking to Kyrie and saying, good luck, buddy. That should be the story. That should be the headline right
Pat
now.
Pat Riley's going to take that on? I don't think so.
I agree, but we'll see. We'll find out.
Okay, that is a great point.
Corey's cool with it.
Also, did you see...
the opposite of Heat.
Paolo's... Did you see? I don't know why that one line defeat. You're right. I don't know why that defeated me so much. Did you see Paolo Banchero's suit last night? Because it was incredible.
I wonder how much those cost.
Like,
if they're paying for them?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, if you actually had to pay for them. I'm sure they all get them for free, but if you actually had to pay for them.
The purple suit?
And it looks like it has... Are those NBA Finals... Were they just dots? To me, I couldn't tell. Were those NBA Finals?
Larry O'Brien trophies.
Yeah. Sorry, that's what I meant.
No, they don't. They just, they're just some sort of, it looks like a
tassel.
Yeah, some sort of something.
Mm-hmm. Now, sure.
Jabari Smith might have had the best suit because inside on the lining were highlights and pictures of him. And he was doing an interview and he was looking at the lining and he goes, oh, yeah, there's me beating up on Kentucky. And it's just like a random drive-by against Kentucky. If you're just watching, you're like, oh,
is
damn.
That not the most brilliant addition to suits? Like, the suits were already what it is. But now you add that little thing to it, and people love that.
Well,
man.
I will say this. Now thinking about it, they all have to get custom suits. They can't go to Joseph A. Bank and go, I'm 6'10".
Right. No, you're probably right.
Oh, here's our 6'10" rack.
Mm-hmm. But you can't go to the big and tall store, though, right? Like they can.
You want something maybe a little nicer than that for the draft?
The large and tall store? Are you saying bigs?
No. I'm just saying
like designer from Italy.
I thought you were saying that.
I always will remember
this.
You can't
say big anymore.
No, you can.
Big on this. They would bring in four women with the biggest racks.
Oh, my God.
And showing almost all of their boobs. And they would come in, and they would be like kind of in women's suits, but, you know, like a blouse where, I mean, 2/3 of their boobs are showing. Like, nipples covered.
Okay.
And like about there? 1/3 or 1/4 of the other part. And they'd be like, hey, would you like 4 custom suits for $2,000 or $4,000? And some of the guys were like, yes, I would.
Well, I don't know if this is relevant then, but it might be.
That's my suit talk.
Some folks thought that Dyson Daniels' mom stole the show, at least on social media.
Okay,
because
that's like, that's unfair.
I Googled Dyson Daniels earlier.
Yeah.
And the first story was from Fox News ogling this blonde woman. And I was like, well, that's not a surprise. But
it pops up first when you Google.
But I was like, hold on, why does this always become a story? Why does this always become the thing is, oh my gosh, like that doesn't need to be a headline, does it?
I mean,
except for Twitter's going nuts, right?
That we consume media is it was like who got drafted, but also who had somebody hot with them or who fell or who cried or like that's just kind of how it goes. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here at 105.3 The Fan. And now,
wow.
I don't know what that means.
He got you,
it's
dude.
Time for Masterpiece of the Week.
She said, list this.
That was in stereo. That was cool. What's happening, fellas?
Hey, Reggie.
Hello, Reginald.
Thanks for coming back to our show.
Good day, Reggie.
Do that all the time. Well, not the
I know you guys
Aussie
are pretty
accent.
Big time now.
I don't know what you're talking about. This segment that we do every week is called Masterpiece of the Week.
7-11 on The Fan.
That's true. The Get Right with Reggie.
Dude, when are y'all going to have a segment called Get Right of the Night?
I don't know that we will, but I'll take it under advisement.
You know what, Corey? I thought that was a good idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
I took Corey's cool with it from him.
Yeah.
And he's just like dismissed.
I didn't dismiss it. I need to find what that segment is. And that's not this segment. This segment's Masterpiece of the Week.
Gotcha.
Gosh, we revisit some of the funny, stupid, or odd things that have happened on this program. And with a little bit of synergy. Something that we've talked about on the Get Right with Reggie KG obviously has happened here on KNC Masterpiece, and I believe some of the other shows. Mike Bassick, not Mike talking about Mike Bassick, but what Mike Bassick talks about here.
We have bugs up here. How do you get bugs on the 11th floor, like fruit flies or gnats or something?
Mm-hmm.
I think I just ate one by accident.
What?
Gross.
I think it flew in my mouth, and then I tried to spit it out, but it accidentally swallowed it.
How many bugs do you think you've eaten in your life?
That is a quality follow-up question.
We talked about it because bugs are in our food.
Yeah, and in Tootsie Rolls.
What? I don't know if y'all have noticed. They haven't. The gnats haven't been around up here as much.
Yep.
I have not noticed that.
Don't do that.
That was pretty good, dude.
Listen,
I don't always love Kevin's jokes.
He's right.
And he put a G on the beginning of the
That's
word.
That's a good point.
There was a couple days
ago. And
the
Nats are in Arlington now. That's why.
We had a friend out in Jewett, Texas, apparently all the way down near Centerville, who said they had a whole bunch of Nats. And somebody had the clever name, the Nat Right, because the Nats were getting after us.
I did hear G-Bag talking about that yesterday. I texted into the show, and I said, they're not in Plano. And then Dawson was like, actually, where I am is in southeastern Plano. And I was like, well, that's like Saxy. Like, that's practically, that's where they farm gnats. And I think we all know that.
Yeah.
Not in where I'm at in Plano, where it's pretty much all concrete. The whole city's concrete, dude. It's a grid. It's concrete.
You better not try to build some low-cost apartments. They'll be like, the hell you are.
Not in my backyard. I don't know what I just said there, but Let's move it along.
Hold on. Quick question, Reggie. From the 432, last night during an interview, it sounded like somebody fell out of a chair. Did somebody fall out of a chair?
So the interview was with Jared, and nobody fell out of a chair that I know of. So I don't know what noise or maybe I don't even know what it is.
Did
that
Jared fall out of
to.
A chair?
Maybe. I'll send him a text.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah. We've learned a lot of things from Mike. Mike is...
Fact.
Well, there you go. It's settled. Mm-hmm. And I think in this instance, Mike taught me something.
Some amazing? Will tell you.
Jay's such a crazy letter.
That is true. Thank you, Mike. I didn't
Did
want you to feel like
just
I was
like
blowing
for bringing it up. Yeah. And, okay.
Yeah. Feel
it's
like
pronounced
you
in
off.
So many different ways.
Yeah.
And it should just be pronounced in maybe... Two?
Uh-huh.
Don't you feel like J's the craziest letter in the alphabet?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Is there any other one that's pronounced different ways?
Every time I type Beijing, which is not that frequent, but yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, did I do that right? Because the dots, and I'm like, I don't know if I did that right or not. So
what other letters pronounce so many different ways? Cause if you say like
C?
My son's name is Jake, right? Mm-hmm. But like when Erickson Andrus was coaching him, he was Yake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pronounced...
Yes.
That's pronounced right, right? For, like...
I think the letter C sometimes...
Baja? There's a J in there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's
it
pronounced
should be an
as,
H.
Yeah.
Ha.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine if you were walking around going, ha, 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 and it was with J-A-J-A-J-A? Nobody would know what you're doing.
So if somebody
Here.
Texts you, ja, 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 ja,
I would just think
like,
that there
Morant?
Was some character. Yeah.
I don't, yeah. Okay.
Two X. L's is messed up, too.
Okay, that's true. What about X?
X. There's not many. How many? Xavier, X-ray.
Is it Xavier or is it Xavier?
Yeah, Xanadu.
Oh, you just.
Great
yeah.
song.
Yeah, sometimes
Olivia
the X
Newton
is
John?
Silent.
What about the G?
G can get a little hairy on
yeah.
you.
Yeah. J and G.
What are you doing right now? The hell's happening, gentlemen?
Nothing.
Yeah, J and G, I bet, have
okay.
a good battle.
Okay. In the alphabet pit? What are we talking about?
That's right.
Yeah.
The letter Q isn't used enough, I think.
Oh. Why?
How many times? I'm not a good speller.
I could have guessed that, Mike. I really.
So there's times when there's J's really in words, and I'm like, is there a J in here? Sometimes G comes up too, where I'm like, oh, is there a G in here? I feel like I'm missing a letter or I've added too many. I bet that G's not supposed to be in here. That J, that doesn't look right.
I love that Mike is assembling words like an IKEA
yes!
set. We're just like,
we're like
this
he's playing
go?
Hangman. He's like, nope, it's too
you guys
many.
Have never
take these letters out.
You guys have never written things and you're just like, and then you get to a word and you're like, that doesn't look right.
No, absolutely.
No, that part, but then you're like, which letter should I take out? Just because there's too many. I don't do that.
I get worse the more I sound out words when I'm trying to spell. Because, you know, a teacher would say, sound it out. And I'm like, I'm going to get worse if I do that. Because then I'm going to put all the correct letters that should be in the word, but you're going to tell me I didn't do it.
We need to get some of your old teachers on this show.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Are they?
If Mrs. Reed is still alive, oh, she would just... say I was the worst in fourth grade.
Oh, no.
One time she said to get out of the classroom. Uh-huh. Gavin Spittle will agree with this. And then 30 minutes later, she came out. It might have been 10 minutes later, but she's like, are you ready to come back in the class? And I said, no, I actually like it out here more than in the class.
God, Mike!
And then I had to go to the principal's office.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Seems
and then I saw the principal
don't
and I was like,
that.
Hey, how's it going? I know that we do this a lot.
He has a standing appointment.
Yeah.
Jesse Holly loved my joke, by the way.
He did.
Fantastic. He did. What's happening, Jesse? Corey said this.
Can you imagine like coming home one day and all of a sudden there's just a bunch of old people making love to each other in the hot tub? No. I don't want to see that. Not today.
Not today.
Oh, no.
Which day
yeah,
do you want to see that? Tuesday?
I guess when
it's
I'm an old
Wednesday,
people.
Wednesday, right? Because it's hump day.
When I'm old people, I will... I guess I don't know if I want to see it.
There's a song that says it's going up on a Tuesday. So those would be your best days. Maybe you don't want to see
by
it.
By the way,
up.
I have not tweeted or sent this to you guys because I didn't know what to do with it. On Father's Day, my card
it's a Sunday.
Had pineapples all over it. I'll text y'all later. I'll tweet it to you if you want. But my card had pineapples all over it, Reggie.
Your kids?
sent this card?
My what?
Oh, dear. This wow. is really long
It makes
pause.
Sense with how you talk about Rachel from Friends and uh-huh. stuff and yeah. the lady that's on NFL Network that's not on there
Adrian
anymore.
Swears that Joy Carter Adams. Picked the card.
Kay Adams. See, the J messed me up again.
That is your own fault. That has nothing to do with the way she spells her name. Nobody says, my name's Kay Adams. Is that spelled with a K or a J? Nobody says that.
I'm going to ask that now. This is Kay, I see.
I forgot what you were saying, Corey.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
While you guys were laughing,
his wife is giving him pineapples for letters.
But Kevin wasn't here. He wasn't here for the moment.
Yeah,
that was an us three thing. But yeah, I just wanted to let y'all know that happened for Father's Day. I got a pineapple card.
Congratulations.
It was right side up though.
Congrats. That's important, especially considering your wife is involved here.
Oh. And my children. Okay.
You didn't have to do that.
They signed the card too.
Good for them. Do you think any of them paid for?
Paid for it?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, okay. No.
They didn't pay me for anything.
Oh, don't do that.
Did you just look up upside
yes,
down?
Yes, I did.
I don't know if this is related at all. I said this.
Is Kellen Moore on the hot seat?
And that was very Sean / movie guy.
I sound like Spittle doing Sean.
So that qualifies as a Reggie drop.
That is
right?
Definitely a Reggie.
Yeah,
but it did sound like when Gavin Spittle does his impersonation of Sean. Does it not?
Yeah. Right. So my leader right now is Reggie
but
insinuating
I would
pineapple
just,
stuff.
I do kind of want you just to isolate what you said real quick. Do you think that's a possibility?
He's already moved on to
guy.
I sound like Spittle doing Sean.
Yeah, that's what he should have played.
This okay, is a whatever. Tough vote.
For an impersonation.
It's not going to get any easier. Mike said this.
You're a loser. You couldn't do it. You would die.
Oh, no.
Wait.
That was it?
I love
was
that.
Was that
one.
Pieced together? Did I say
have no
that?
Idea. I have nothing Wait. To do with this. This
play,
is not my fault.
Play that again. You're a loser. You couldn't do it. You would die.
I don't know. I'm not 100%. Wow. That is pieced together. I thought it was the first time.
I don't
time.
Know what I'm talking about.
I love it.
It can apply to a lot of things.
All right. But this was not pieced together, Mike.
Both cracks. I don't get it. God. I just don't get what is going on with fashion right now. Didn't your wife say that about mom
yes.
jeans?
Yes, she did. But then I didn't realize you would say what you said. Oh, man. Because I thought Corey Old People was going to win.
I got one more to make this difficult.
Holy
oh, my
crap.
God.
Kevin Hagelin, ladies Damn and gentlemen.
It. Yes. It's always a good year for Charizard.
That was at the card show.
Yeah, I know.
I said Charizard's having a good year. Because cards go up if yeah. a guy's having a good year, down if they're having a bad year. Charizard must be having a good 2022.
There you go. All right, gentlemen.
Really thinking
I
about
write them down.
What Mike said
you
about
play him again?
Fashion.
Nope.
But I think I'm going to vote for the dramatic read of Kellen Moore, and then Reggie just going into his own fan fiction.
Is Kellen Moore on the hot seat?
And that was very Sean / movie guy.
I sound like Spittle doing Sean.
I'm voting for the letter J, Sesame Street.
Sean will tell you.
J's such a crazy letter.
That is true. Thank you, Mike.
You agreed.
And I'll vote for the crack.
Oh, man. Does Reggie get to decide then?
Both cracks. I don't get it. I just don't get what is going on with fashion right now.
What about Emma? I'm going to make this a four-way tie because Corey said something hilarious.
Can you imagine like coming Corey. Home one day and all of a sudden there's just a bunch of old people making love to each other in the hot tub? No. I don't want to see that. Not today.
Not today wins yeah. it. That, yeah. If you would have had a not today. Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece.
At another time.
Right here in. On 105.3 The
we
Fan.
Never pick the winner, by the way. Have you noticed when there's
we
ties?
Don't into point the that G-bag out. Pattern.
Yeah,
of,
don't pick it out. Don't worry about it. Just,
old people, Reggie's fan fiction, front cracks. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good stuff to choose from today.
It's in your court.
877-881-1053. We'll figure that out and maybe talk pineapples and the draft and cookies with the G-bag Nation next right here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
K&C Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Heggy. Just loving all the NBA chatter in between the draft and free agency. It's a really fun time.
Did you have any hot thoughts or opinions on the fashion or the picks during the draft?
You know, I try to stay out of the fashion discussion because I'm so old now that I'm just going to sound outdated. You know,
Eric and Zach were like, are those hats that short?
Yeah,
now?
What's up with the bills on those hats? Do we not get get sun in our eyes with these hats
flat and
on?
Short?
Yeah. What's up with that?
Is that a new style that I've seen a lot. Like my teenager is wearing that. Like a bunch of his friends are wearing it. When I was in high school, it was you curl the brim as much as you can.
Yeah.
And then it's slowly gotten more and more to the flat brim hat. And then they shorten it a little bit. So it's wild, man. Huh. Are you a fan of the shiny suit though? Because
see the suit my LSU guy was wearing, that it was like a Dayglo suit, and then his brother had a Dayglo suit on too, his little brother. So yeah, I think it's
the bright colors are back.
Yeah, it's very interesting though that and then the accessories that go along with you know, with the watches and the chains and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool.
I can't remember who tweeted it out. It might have been Darren Rovell, but he tweeted out the picture of the 2003 class at the draft. And I mean, you talk about wearing
shoulder pads, pajamas.
Yeah. I mean, the pants, literally.
It's amazing. That looked so cool.
Yeah. You couldn't see their feet.
I know.
Because
Michael Jordan still does that.
Yeah. Did you see it in the video the other day?
It's going to come back. If mom jeans came back, everything's coming back.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan is still wearing those. That video the other day, did you see it of the guys outside of the Hornets facility where they're like waving him down?
Yes.
And he's walking out and he is still wearing a suit from 03.
And he still hates them kids. Put that camera down. Does. Can we get a picture? No.
Nope.
All right. What are y'all's thoughts on the oatmeal raisin cookie? Because we read this tweet earlier from a wrestler we've had on the show. Keep in mind his nickname is the Murder Hawk, so don't run afoul of him. He said, I want to start a movement to make oatmeal raisin cookies look different. There's nothing worse cookie-wise than biting into a cookie wanting to taste the sweetness of chocolate chip and then tasting dang oatmeal raisin.
I love the oatmeal raisin cookie, man.
Oh.
I think it's outstanding. I'll tear all of them up. If you want to hold off on them, that's great. And what's crazy, I don't like raisins in any other setting. They're just bad, you know? There's not a good flavor to them.
Do you feel like this cookie is healthier for you?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. At least higher in fiber.
Okay.
As long as you don't put walnuts in it, that's when it becomes a deal breaker.
Oh, okay.
I know Reggie loves the oatmeal raisin
cookie.
He
does.
He's a big fan. I am not. I agree with this. I'm not into the oatmeal raisin cookie.
Yeah.
I'm team chocolate chip. I don't mind the oatmeal cream pie, the Little Debbie snack.
Oh.
Those are okay.
It's no fudge round.
But no fudge round. Oh, far superior, absolutely. Yeah. And the Swiss rolls as well, the zebra cakes. I mean, we could do an entire power ranking on delicious little
Nutter
Debbie
butter's
snacks.
The best, but
Nutter butters are fantastic as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not game when it comes to the oatmeal cookie at all. I don't like the flavor of it.
Can we do a chocolate chip oatmeal raisin? Does that exist?
Sounds outstanding.
Because that could be a good thing.
Sounds
here.
Sounds like
I'm
a lot involved there.
I'm an anti-raisin guy, but I like the oatmeal, like oatmeal chocolate chip. Fire. It's not the oatmeal. It's the raisin. That's the problem.
Okay. Somebody texted in and said, people who like oatmeal chocolate chip are the most pretentious people. I didn't realize that there was like a hierarchy.
They pegged Eric pretty well.
Are the golden raisins different than just normal raisins? Is there?
Do they taste?
Would that be a green grape instead of a purple grape?
I don't know. I mean, there's. I would think about if the golden raisin was involved. Does that make a difference in the raisin?
I think it does.
I'm gonna go
are we blowing your mind that this exists?
He's like, hold on.
Maybe I could get more pretentious with the golden raisin.
For sure.
Brodus, made of gold.
I'm against this cookie. I'm a macadamia nut cookie guy myself. Okay. So, yes, I'm against this cookie.
Love this stance. That's by the way, it is a green grape, not a purple grape.
There you go.
So that's the difference.
There you go.
Huh.
Your face, Kevin.
Okay, I mean.
Might have a different flavor for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah. I don't know.
For a man who doesn't
know about
like flavors.
Whales?
You didn't know about grapes, and you didn't know about pineapple.
Or helium.
Okay, I did know
about... I thought
you
were a well-read guy. You kind of
suck. I did know about the raisins. You've got me on the whale thing, but I don't think it's my fault that I didn't know an upside-down pineapple meant you were looking to swing. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's my fault for not knowing that.
Oh, it's upside down?
Mm-hmm. I've been doing the wrong thing. So
yes, if you're at the store and you it's don't have it in your grocery basket upside down,
no,
they're not going to know.
I've been putting them right side up this whole time.
And are you swinging or are you just living your life?
I just like to dance, baby.
Exactly. So there's nothing wrong with that.
What just happened?
Yeah, that's a fair question. What do you guys got coming up on your program today?
Well, it is a Friday, so of course Eric Nadel will join us at 5:20, the Hall of Famer. Looking forward to that conversation. Then right after, what you drinking and what you thinking.
All right, looking forward to rolling home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us next week on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say I'm happy we got Hardy.
I'm happy we got Hardy.
You did it.
See you, Corey.
Sucker.
Some will tell you.
Jay's such a crazy letter.
That is true. Thank you, Mike.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.